Speaking to reporters before her meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, Secretary Rice said there is great sympathy for the innocent civilians caught up in the conflict, but she said any ceasefire must be sustainable and work toward long-term peace in the region.
If we have learned anything, it is that any peace is going to have to be based on enduring principles and not on temporary solutions. We will talk about how to get to an enduring cessation of violence, how to deal with the significant humanitarian problems that are currently facing the people of Lebanon.
Washington remains adamant any ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants must not leave Hezbollah in place as an armed militia along the border able to threaten Israel at any time. But the growing humanitarian crisis in Lebanon is also on the agenda. The White House announced that President Bush has ordered helicopters and ships to Lebanon to provide immediate assistance. In Lebanon, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, Jan Egeland, announced an appeal for $150 million in aid for the Lebanese people.
800,000 are now displaced or in desperate need for international humanitarian assistance, but of course we're also asking for a cessation of hostilities. Too many civilians are suffering, both in northern Israel and all over here in Lebanon.
As the conflict enters its second week, nearly 400 people have been killed in Lebanon, most of them civilians, and among them many children. Around 40 civilians and soldiers have been killed in Israel. As Rice traveled to the region, Israeli warplanes continued to launch raids into southern Lebanon, troops battled Hezbollah fighters in the far south, and Hezbollah sent rockets into northern Israel. Rice meets here Tuesday with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and then also holds talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before traveling on to Rome for a Lebanon conference on Wednesday. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.